Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. Today's podcast is a solo episode, and I'm going to be speaking with you about the love language concept and how we can take our knowledge of our own personal love language and apply it to ourselves and our everyday life, and perhaps thoughtfully create some habits or some routines that allow us to access our love language for ourselves. I know so many people struggle with self-care and self-love, and the love language concept is one that we can certainly apply to our romantic partners and to our children for sure. But I think we can also apply that knowledge of our own inner workings in how we give and receive love to ourselves. And so I just want to have that chat with you today. Now, first, for those of you who have no idea what a love language means, I would suggest that you perhaps go back and have a listen to episode 120 of the podcast, because I was fortunate enough to interview the creator of the love language concept, movement even, Dr. Gary Chapman. And it was such a pleasure to speak with Dr. Gary. I would love to interview him again now that I've had a little bit more practice at interviewing people, and perhaps I could get through it without being so fangirly. So I apologize if you go back and listen to that and you think, okay, this is definitely one of her earlier chats, but it is what it is. And it was such an honor to speak with Gary. And so for those of you who don't know, Dr. Gary Chapman is a family therapist, and he's been working in that space for many, many, many years. And he realized that often when couples would come to him for counseling, they would have this common issue where one person would say, I'm doing all of these things and she still doesn't feel loved, or I'm doing all of these things and he doesn't notice. And Dr. Gary realized that people are speaking love, giving love to someone in different ways. And often we have our own love language, so a way that we're expressing love. But if that is not our partner's love language, then they're not receiving what we're putting out there. So for context, the five love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, and quality time. So what this means is, for one person, you might really, really value quality time. That is how you most feel loved. So innately, you might then go about giving that quality time love language to the person in your life. But if their love language is acts of service, they're not necessarily going to recognize you spending quality time with them as your way of showing love. Instead, they might be feeling not so loved because the acts of service aren't being done. So examples of acts of service, it's exactly that. It could be washing your car. It could be making you a nice meal, those sorts of things, like actual service tasks that you can complete as a way, to care for your partner. Some people really receive that as love, and that's the way that they're going to give love. So it's probably helpful if you have an understanding of this concept, but this episode I think will be helpful anyway. I hope you can go back and listen to that episode 120. There are books on the five love languages, and Dr. Gary has you know, created a few different books. He's done one for children. I think he's got one for singles. He's done one for blended families. So there's a lot out there from Dr. Gary that you can absolutely go and absorb. And I highly recommend having an understanding of the five love languages, because it just allows you then to understand why you are the way you are in relationship and in parenting, and also just help you to see what your partner is actually doing, what they're trying to create, because you might have missed it. You might not have noticed the thoughtful gifts that your partner brings home. And gifts could be like, oh, I found this beautiful shell at the beach. But because gifts might not be your love language, you're not even noticing this bid for your attention or to express love, because it is not your primary love language. Now, Gary says we have one primary and then a secondary love language, and then the other ones kind of fall into place. And there are online quizzes you can take to determine what your primary love languages and subsequent love languages are. I am definitely physical touch, and then followed very closely by words of affirmation. And because I know that about myself, it means I have that intel. And as a single person, I, of course, can have those conversations with people that I might be dating, but I really value knowing that about myself, because as a single person, I need to tap into those love languages and give them to myself. And so physical touch, there are, you know, many ways you can give physical touch to yourself. And I speak about this a little bit in the Ways to Connect with Your Feminine podcast, just the importance for me personally of actually really thoughtfully and carefully and deliberately applying moisturizer to my body every day. That's something that makes me feel really good. I do it after every shower, so twice a day, really nice moisturizer, and I take my time and I just feel like my body as I'm applying moisturizer. Also too, I can book myself in for massages. You know, just knowing that I need that physical touch, and how can I make sure I'm meeting that need so that I have a sense of love of, you know, from myself, is important. Words of affirmation, I guess probably no surprise, words are important to me. I spend half my life speaking into a vacuum, like often sitting here and having conversations on my own, but also when I'm interviewing people as well. And so words are big for me. And I think that's why journaling is so important for me, because it's a way to just spew words out, get them on a page, and then be a little more objective and have that perspective as well. So have a little think about what your love language may be. You can do one of those quizzes online. If you just Google love language quiz, something will come up, or you may just know. Like, you may know straight away, oh, it's gifts. You love a thoughtful gift, or oh, you love it when someone does something for you. So have a think about what your main one is, and then your secondary one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, with this episode today, I do want to encourage you to think about ways that you can access your love language and kind of hack it for yourself, for your own self-love and your own self-care. So I touched on physical touch, no pun intended there. But if physical touch is your love language, prioritizing booking yourself in for a massage, actually hugging your friends properly, if they're comfortable with it. But for me, the power of a solid hug goes so far. Like, if I see a friend, and rather than just doing, you know, like a breezy air kiss, or maybe, you know, people aren't even doing that now, COVID times, but if someone like embraces me properly and squeezes me, that is just, it's so reassuring to me. I can't even tell you. Or if someone puts their hand on my leg when we're on a date, like it seems to mean so much more to me. So physical touch, hugs with friends, massages, moisturizing, of course, self-pleasure, looking after yourself there as well. And just really prioritizing that snuggle time. So I know even like myself, this, I guess this is, it's doing it for yourself, but with the kids, they love to snuggle as well. And so we will just snuggle up under a blanket and watch a movie, and having that physical proximity to them feels so good to me. Now, words of affirmation, journaling, as I mentioned, actually speaking words of affirmation can be really helpful if that is your love language. So you might find it really, really beneficial to have a couple of key words on your mirror of a morning so that you see them when you're getting ready, or on your vision board next to your bed. Maybe your words of affirmation come through listening to motivational talks. I know there are playlists on Spotify where it's, you know, and I've listened to these before when I'm working out, where it's music that has like a David Goggins type motivational speaker mixed through. And if you don't have someone in your real life, you know, speaking words of affirmation and building you up and really speaking to your, I guess, self-esteem and your self-confidence, it can actually be really beneficial to hear those words coming from someone, even if you don't know them. I'm thinking, like, as I said, David Goggins, he's quite, like, he's not everyone's cup of tea. But, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's very direct and he just kind of says it like it is, in his opinion. And so listening to someone like that can be helpful. Or maybe you want to tune into something more gentle, listening to an audiobook on a topic that you're interested in, guided meditations. How can you get those words of affirmation in for yourself? Acts of service. Now this one, what acts of service can you do for yourself that I guess don't always feel like they're just part of the everyday adulting of life? So perhaps it is making yourself a really special meal, being thoughtful and making yourself something that you love, taking time to prepare it, making it look beautiful, presenting it nicely. That could be an act of service that doesn't necessarily feel like it's part of the everyday of adulting. Or maybe it's creating a beautiful garden if you love gardening, or a veggie patch. Like, is there something that you have wanted to do for yourself for a while, but you just haven't gotten around to it? And the flip side with acts of service, when you have to do the adulting, in quotes, the adult things, like, I don't know, whatever it is, you know how there's just those things that pop up in life and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Maybe it's going to main roads, or maybe it's, you know, having to call the bank and knowing you'll sit on the phone for ages on hold. Like, just those annoying kind of menial tasks. I try and think of them as loving myself, because I will be like, that is an act of service for myself, Kylie. Like, rather than thinking of it as a thorn in my side, I will try and reframe it and think, okay, this is a way to love myself. It is an act of service. It's not my primary love language, but it is a love language. So I'm going to take care of myself. And that helps me kind of look at those sort of tasks with a more positive lens. Gifts. Treat yourself. If gifts are your love language, sometimes people feel a little bit of shame around saying, oh, gifts are my love language. But I think that's only if you're not really understanding what it actually means. It would be easy to go, well, that's a very superficial, surface level thing. But I think if gifts are your love language, it's because you value someone taking the time to choose something for you, and you value someone setting aside resources to share something with you. And when I say resources, sometimes money, but sometimes time. Like, say someone finds a book that you have wanted to read for ages and they found it in a secondhand bookstore, and you know that they had to trawl through copies of it, or perhaps they went to a library that was out of the way. Their time is a resource that can be reflected in this thoughtful gift that you can feel so valued for receiving. So if gifts are your love language, you don't necessarily now have permission to go on a massive online shopping spree, but allow yourself resources if you have them available, to gift yourself something that you've had your eye on, you know? Or if you're out and about and you see something and you think, oh, if I had a special person, they might buy that for me. Can you buy it for yourself? Can you give yourself a little gift? Yeah. Next up and last one is quality time. Now, quality time. How can you spend time on yourself for yourself? I love this one when it comes to self-care because I often think we spend our time mindlessly. You know, it might be 5 minutes while you're waiting for dinner to cook that you're scrolling through Instagram on your phone. Or at the end of the night, you know, you've just gotten the kids down or you've just gotten home from work and you're exhausted and you just lie on the couch and you zone out and you don't even talk to your partner if you have a partner, or you just flick through the three apps on your phone, like from Instagram to Facebook to TikTok or whatever, and you're not actually really enjoying that time. Have a little think about what quality time for yourself from a place of self-love and self-care would really look like. Would giving yourself the gift of quality time look like getting up half an hour earlier every day so that you've got this half an hour window where you can just do whatever you want? Maybe it's going for a walk on your own. Maybe it's playing an online game, reading a book, having a phone call with a friend, watching a cooking show, whatever it could be. But what does quality time for you look like? I know for me, when I think of quality time for myself, I kind of think about going to a little town that's not my town and just wandering, just pottering around, having a look through shops, getting a coffee, a bit of a poke around, a nice drive through the hinterland. That seems like quality time for me, or a walk outside in nature. But ask yourself, what is quality time for you? And if it is your primary love language, how can you give yourself that gift? Do you maybe need to steal from times when you're not being super intentional with the way that you're spending your free minutes? Do you need to schedule something in? Do you need to explain to your family that quality time is one of your love languages and you want quality time with them, but you also need quality time with yourself for yourself? So those are the five love languages, and I just wanted to breeze through those and offer some suggestions on how you can take the intel of your love language and repurpose it to kind of hack your self-care routine, your self-care rhythm, and build those love languages into your own life. As I said at the start of this short episode, if you want to listen to my interview with Dr. Gary Chapman, scroll back. It is episode number 120, and I will put the link directly in the show notes for you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you going to make a move? Are you going to come and see? Whatever you want to do, you know what's cool with me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.